At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets will host the Oklahoma City Thunder. It is the second to last, or as Rob Longo would say, the penultimate home game of this 23-24 season. If you're within shouting distance, we'd love to have you here at the Hive. Come join us. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. We'll, of course, have our game preview. We're going to talk about two extremely impressive seasons, Brandon Miller and Miles Bridges. Who's, for one stat in particular for each player, has been the more impressive of the two? And we're going to go back to that record performance Brandon Miller had the other day in the big win over the Orlando Magic. Talk about some of the historical significance from that contest. Helping me on all these topics, just invoked his name, and so he appears, the producer of the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with me on, his word again, the penultimate home preview game of the 23-24 season.
You're learning. Good job.
Well, it's good to have you here as always, Rob. And that win the other day for Charlotte over Orlando and that performance from Brandon Miller, so good, I thought it'd be worth bringing up yet again. So hopefully you don't mind. But Brandon Miller, what a contest he had, and particularly what a first half. He finished the game with 32 points, but in the first half, he was a perfect 10 for 10 from the floor, 5 for 5 from 3, and made his only free throw attempt, giving him 26 points. Now, depending on how you slice this, gives you the amount of history that he was able to make. If you're looking at only players who shot a field goal, a three, and a free throw, obviously you have to shoot a three because you have to go, you know, minimum 5 for 5 from beyond the arc with perfect percentages for everything but free throw, then you have five guys who meet this criteria. Brandon Miller the other night, Jalen Brunson from earlier this season in a win for New York over the Phoenix Suns. You've got Tyrese Maxey from last season, the 22-23 campaign performance he had for Philadelphia. You've got Austin Rivers from his time with the New York Knicks in 2021. And of course, Stephen Curry. If you're looking at only players who are perfect from the floor, three, and the foul line, met all those requirements, at least 25 points, at least 5 made threes, then it's only Steph and only Brandon. It's elite company no matter how you slice it. All these are great players, great guards. Brandon Miller etches his name in the history books with that night he had against Orlando.
Just crazy. I still can't get over it. I mean, just that first half alone, the 26 points, perfect from the field, 10 for 10, 5 for 5 beyond the arc. I mean, everything was going there. And I know we talked about it a little bit there on the podcast after the game yesterday, but a lot of that had to do just because of what the defense was giving him there in that first half. And then the second half, obviously they clamped down a good bit considering that, you know, 26 of his 32 came in that first half alone, but he was still facilitating. He was still out there making plays and being effective despite maybe not shooting the ball as much as he maybe would have hoped there in that second half. But man, he just shows night in and night out how special of a player not only he already is, but the potential there is moving forward here once he gets an offseason under his belt in an NBA training program and getting his body right and just continuing to mature, because I think a lot of times we forget that he's just 21 years old. So he's so young and he's just still so talented that it's almost hard to believe, but obviously very, very, very happy that he's with us here in the Queen City.
The youth part, good to bring up, because he is only 21 years old. That larger list I brought up, larger, it's five people long. Brandon Miller, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Steph Curry, and Austin Rivers to go at least 25 points, 100% from the floor, five made threes in a single half. He is the youngest by at least 6 months ever to do it. He's also, and this is an interesting part of it, I mean, obviously all these guys are great shooters, some to a greater degree than others. Steph Curry, the best of all time. Jalen Brunson, one of the top players in the game today. Tyrese Maxey, an up-and-coming talent. And Austin Rivers, maybe a little more hot and cold than the rest of that grouping there, but still a very, very accomplished and high-quality player. But none of them are the size of Brandon Miller. And that's where maybe he'll have an edge. And this is something we bring up quite a bit. You know, I have all the respect in the world for Steph Curry. To me, he's the greatest shooter of all time. He changed the game. And that might be, in terms of who ends up with the record long term, to his detriment, because Steph Curry didn't have Steph Curry shots to attempt his rookie year. He had to be in a more, at the time, conventional three-point operation. Brandon Miller has the benefit of having come up post the Splash Brothers, and so some shots that would not have been a good look or would probably have gotten Steph Curry benched in his era, Brandon Miller is encouraged to take nowadays. It's not just us here on the media side that are glowing about the performance from Brandon Miller. His teammates were very impressed as well. We caught up with Vasilije Micic, who had another outstanding performance the other day, 14 points and 9 assists in that win for Charlotte over Orlando, and asked him about the performance of his young teammate, Brandon Miller, and particularly who it reminded him of.
I mean, we had Luka Doncic in Europe, which is absolutely phenomenal talent, but like such a sharpness in terms of focus he was very decisive in offense and very, very motivated. I think he took a little bit personal this game, and I'm very happy for him.
There you go. Vasa Micic, who has seen a little bit of everything in Europe and one of the best players on that continent for about a decade. And he saw Luka Doncic coming up through the EuroLeague ranks. Now he gets to play with Brandon Miller. By the way, Brandon Miller versus Luka Doncic coming up on Tuesday at Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. Before then, we got another game to preview, and we got another Brandon Miller-related topic to talk about. Brandon continues his assault on the all-time leaderboard for rookie season made threes. Brandon Miller climbed a couple of rungs, including passing Luka Doncic the other day in that win over Orlando. We'll give you the lay of the land where he sits right now in relation to the top five in that category, and do a little game here talking about how it might compare with another player who's having an outstanding season, Miles Bridges, for the Charlotte Hornets. That's next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Was this one, just one of those nights where you just kind of knew it was just going in?
Every night's like that. Thank you.
I love that answer. Brandon Miller, every night, it's like that. It's always going in. It feels like that. He's had an historic rookie season, and it still continues here now for the Charlotte Hornets. Only 5 games left in it, and he will continue his assault on the record books. We'll talk about that here in this segment of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC. So, Rob, there are two players that have really carried the flag for the Hornets all season long, and it's not going to come as a shock to anyone who they are. Brandon Miller having a magnificent rookie season, 3 consecutive Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month award wins, and then Miles Bridges, who is in fact the team's leading scorer. As well as Brandon Miller has played, particularly in the second half of the season, as his role has grown and grown. Brandon's somewhere around, you know, he's about 17 points per game, but Miles Bridges is at 21 points per game and also leads the league in minutes per game. So two very impressive seasons, and the question is, which one to you is more impressive? So let's give you the stats here. First, we'll go on Miles Bridges' side. He's the team's leading scorer. He's having a career year in points and rebounds. He's barely missed a game since coming out of the suspension at the start of the season, and he leads the league in minutes per game, 37.9 per night. So every night he's playing more minutes than anyone else in the NBA and has been doing so consistently since he broke back into the team in November. On the other side, you have a more historical related stat, but it's really only fixed to rookies. The number of threes Brandon Miller is making this year, I got a lot of confidence it's going to be a career low when we look back at it a decade from now, because he's just that kind of shooter and he's only going to get better from here on out. But at this point in time, after making 5 threes the other night in the win over Orlando, he sits at 173. That's the 5th most in the history of the game. He passed Luka Doncic and Anthony Edwards' rookie seasons the other night in the win over Orlando. If he were to make 2, he would tie. 3, he would pass Sadiq Bey's rookie season, which, by the way, was also LaMelo Ball's rookie season. Shows how good LaMelo was. He won Rookie of the Year despite 2 of what was up until about, I don't know, 2 days ago, the 5 best rookie seasons in terms of made threes. The names he's behind: Keegan Murray, number 1 at 206 made threes 2 seasons ago. Sorry, last season, pardon me. Donovan Mitchell, who made 187 in the 17-18 season, and Dame Lillard, who had 185. Those last two definitely in jeopardy with the way Brandon Miller has been shooting the rock. Maybe Keegan Murray, he'd have to play every single game and get really, really hot, even by Brandon Miller's standards, but I wouldn't rule anything is impossible. So to you, Rob Longo, what's more impressive, Miles Bridges leading the league in minutes or Brandon Miller's rookie season from three?
Might be a little bit of a hot take, but I'm going to take the minutes played by Miles Bridges simply for the fact that, well, let's be honest, you don't see that a whole lot anymore. You don't see guys playing in the 40s on a night-by-night basis. I mean, he's going to be, on average, if this evens out the rest of the way, he's going to be the first guy to be in the 40s Hornets-wise, I think, since, what, like Larry Johnson back in the day, I'm pretty sure?
Well,
I
mean, he's not going to get to 40. That average is not going to happen.
It's not there, but it's pretty close.
Yes.
So, I mean, just everything that he's done, especially coming back, I mean, he just got to the 65-game threshold. Heck, even that's difficult to get to these days based off of everything that we've seen now that those new rules are in place for the NBA when it comes to all NBA awards and MVP awards and all those sorts of things, the postseason awards in general. Even that is getting a little bit difficult to get to. So I think parlaying it with the fact that he's reached at least 65 games and the fact, especially as of late, I mean, he is well into the 40s on a night-by-night basis out there logging all of those minutes. That is very, very impressive. The only other person that I can think of off the top of my head that puts up numbers like that is Mikal Bridges. And Mikal Bridges hasn't missed a game in a very, very long time. I mean, heck, he ended up playing 83 games last season because he got traded and got an extra game with Brooklyn after coming over from Phoenix. So it's very rarefied air, I feel like, in this day and age to not only go above that average of 40-minute thresholds, but to play 65-plus games as well.
You know what? I didn't think it was such a hot take because I'm kind of in the same boat. You know, the game has changed quite a bit, and I said it before, I'll say it again, this will probably end up being one of the, assuming he's healthy, one of the lower three-point total seasons for Brandon Miller just because he's just now coming into his own as a scorer, and he's only going to get better from here, and the three-point shot's going to come easier. He's going to get higher volume. He's going to be more of a focal point. I think he's going to have much bigger years. He'll probably have several 200-made 3 years over the course of his career. So this is just a snapshot in time, and seeing him pass names like Steph Curry and Luka Doncic and Anthony Edwards potentially the next few days here, Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell as well. It's extremely impressive, clearly, but Miles Bridges' accomplishment is very impressive as well. He is right at the edge of 38 minutes per game right now, and if he continues at this pace, he'll probably get there. The last time a player averaged 38 minutes per game or more, you got to go back to the 2015-16 season. James Harden played every game and averaged 38.1 minutes per game. Now, there were eras before where that was kind of the norm. You know, you go back to the aughts, the, 01 through 2010 time period, and players like Allen Iverson averaged 42 minutes a game. It's not as if this has never happened before. It's just less common in this era. So I think both of them have something as a knock against them because they're a little bit era dependent, and Brandon Miller is the benefactor of playing in a three-point dominant effort. Miles Bridges shouldn't necessarily be penalized because players never left the floor in previous generations. Both are very, very impressive, though. Well, you took one, so I'll take the other. I'll take Brandon Miller.
That's fair. But that's the other thing, that the reason why I'm taking Miles Bridges as well, and this is not a knock on Brandon, but we don't know what the future holds of the game of basketball. I mean, we're at this point where every three-point shot, in theory, based off of everybody that's in the game now, is a good shot. So people are going to continue to chuck up threes. I don't think we're going to see that regress anytime soon. So again, it's not a knock on Brandon Miller and what he's been able to accomplish this season, but somebody down the line is going to come here and they're just going to be three-point after three-point after three-point, and that record probably isn't going to stand wherever Brandon Miller ends up, whether it's top five, top three, whatever he ends up on. That might not hold up as long as something longevity wise like what Miles Bridges is doing with the minutes played and the games played as well.
Brandon Miller, he'll continue this run up the record books. If he makes two threes tonight, he'll tie Sadiq Bey for the fourth most in a rookie season. Three would give it to him all on his own. In case you are curious, what pace would he need in the final five games to take over the number one spot overall? He would need to make 7 threes a night from here on out. Brandon Miller's career high is 7 threes. So that would be a very tall task. But the only thing to, get Brandon Miller to an obstacle is to tell him he can't do it, probably. So there you go, Brandon. Challenge is laid out there. We'll see if he can catch Keegan Murray or just, catch Sadiq Bey here tonight as the Hornets host the Oklahoma City Thunder. Speaking of which, game preview coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the Hornet Timecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. Rob, I don't think I need to remind you, but this game did not go well for Charlotte the first time around in OKC. It was a different time for Charlotte at that point. This was prior to the trade deadline, not too much prior, but it was prior. So the Hornets were just riddled with injuries. Oklahoma City at the time had a very deep bench. It had stars like Vasa Micic and Davis Bertans and Alexei Pokuševski available to them, not to mention Trey Mann. Charlotte was extremely shorthanded. Their starting lineup that day in OKC: Brandon Miller, Cody Martin, Miles Bridges, Nick Richards, and Bryce McGowans. Hornets did their best, but came up way short, ended up down 20 at the end of the first quarter, down 31 at halftime, made it a little bit more respectable, ended up dropping the game by 20. But still, Oklahoma City basically wiped them out on their way to, at the time, their 34th win of the season. Looking at the standings now, just to kind of give you the lay of the land here, for the Charlotte Hornets, they, in some people's estimations, are playing for ping pong balls. Right now, they're in a tied for the third worst record in the NBA. San Antonio also won the other day, simultaneous to Charlotte beating Orlando. So both teams with a record of 19-58. We'll see how things pan out there. OKC is playing for a lot more than ping pong balls. The Thunder have a chance to have the one seed in the Western Conference. They're only about two games out behind Minnesota. They're also trailing the Denver Nuggets. Do have a pretty wide berth between them and the four seed, the LA Clippers. But that said, Oklahoma City, you know, you would love to have home court advantage as long as you can. So Thunder are fighting for that. So a lot to play for tonight here at the Hive. Game preview time. Rob, we got players to watch for both teams as well as a stat to watch. Where do you want to begin?
Let's go ahead and begin with a Thunder player to watch. And this is tough because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did not play in the game Friday against Indiana. That was a 126-112 loss. Don't know the status of him going into this game. Lu Dort ended up having a game-high 22 points for the Thunder in that loss. But as much as I want to take some of the other guys on this roster, I feel like I got to take Chet Holmgren. I mean, it's just basically low-hanging fruit at this point. He didn't have his best game the other night against the Pacers. He had 15 points, 8 rebounds, finished with 3 blocks as well, 4 of 12 shooting from the field, 1 for 6 beyond the arc. I'm sure a lot of that had to be going up toe-to-toe with a guy like Miles Turner, who is a very good center, very elite defensive center as well. But again, there's just not a whole lot of size on its Hornets team right now. Don't know the status of Nick Richards going into this one either. He hasn't played the last couple of games. Hornets have had to go small with Grant Williams, so that's a lot of size you're giving up to a guy like Chet Holmgren, but it could be, possibly, maybe work out in favor of the Hornets because, again, Chet likes to shoot the 3, 1 for 6 beyond the arc the other day. Maybe you're able to have him fall in love beyond the arc a little bit, stretch him out there, kind of like when the Hornets play the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo is the point of emphasis. You want to push him as far away from the basket as possible, kind of similar with Chet Holmgren. If it works out that way, great. I don't know if it will, but all in all, it seems like he's kind of the clear-cut choice for a player to watch, especially when we don't know the status of SGA going into this one.
Yeah, if you didn't take him, I was going to, because this is what we want to see. This is the two guys that are, however your perspective is, if they're going for second place behind Victor Wembanyama for Rookie of the Year, or as I would argue, you know, trying to further their own argument to win the award. And both are very deserving. Wemby, clearly an exceptional year by any standard. Some people are talking about him being the defensive player of the year, let alone just the rookie of the year. So clearly he's going to be right up there. But Brandon Miller has had an outstanding rookie season. His stats, you know, warrant him being in that conversation. And Chet Holmgren, while maybe a notch below Wemby on certain stats and below Brandon Miller on others, is very strong across the board. And his team is winning. And it's not as if Oklahoma City has been doing this for a decade and he's just kind of factoring in. He might have been the missing piece to the championship puzzle. Or by championship, I mean, you know, at least division championship and contending for conference championship, whichever. He is a huge part to this Thunder turnaround, and that's got to factor in at least a little bit towards winning some of these awards. So I'm with you. I think Chet Holmgren is most definitely the player to watch, but you took him, so I got to go in a different direction. I'll take Lu Dort. He's a great story. Lu Dort played at Arizona State, came into the draft, wasn't selected, ended up going undrafted, and went to an OKC team that was about to go through a rebuild, and he just carved out a bigger and bigger role, made himself a more and more efficient player. He can be really dynamic on the defensive end as well. And as Oklahoma City has added star power and added all this talent, they haven't been able to force Lu Dort off the floor. He's still a starter. He's still a high-level contributor. And his role has changed, but his game is just getting better. You know, 2 years ago, he was the big-time scorer on that team whenever SGA was unavailable. Lu Dort averaged 17 points per game. Now there's a lot of star power out there. So his points, his shots, all that stuff has come way down. But his efficiency has gone way up. He's now a 39% three-point shooter. And he's got all that defensive acumen. So I really enjoyed covering him when he played in college. I think he's just a great story, and I love his persistence here in the game and what he's done to earn a role with a really, really good team. So hats off to Lu Dort. Really enjoy watching him about 80 times a year. So I'll enjoy watching him, and hopefully the Hornets can overcome it. But he's a very deserving player to watch here for OKC. Once again, keeping in mind the caveat that we're not picking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because as the recording of this podcast, we don't know what he's going to be doing in terms of game time for the Thunder. Along those lines, we also don't know on Jalen Williams either. So there's another star for the Thunder who's a little bit of a question mark going into this.
What's Jalen Williams?
Yeah, exactly. Next up, Hornet to watch or Stat to watch? I'm passing on that one because I don't know.
Neither do I, so your guess is as good as mine. In terms of Hornets player to watch, let's go with that. Hornets player to watch for this one. I just want to see Brandon Miller again. I think that's kind of the matchup that we've already prefaced here with me taking Chet. I might as well take the other rookie in Brandon Miller. Can he follow up another 32-point performance? Odds are I'm going to go ahead and say yes based off of what he did against Portland, which is hilarious now looking back at it because, like Kyle Bailey tried to ruffle your feathers on the pregame show Friday, he said that the ESPN highlight painted it as Scoot Henderson wins the battle against Brandon Miller just because they simply won the game, and then you see Brandon Miller go out and have a perfect shooting stroke there in that first half in Friday's game against the Orlando Magic, who, oh, by the way, like we talked about, they're a playoff team. So all things considered, Brandon Miller is going to be my player to watch. Again, it's going to be really hard to replicate what he did on the game Friday just from a consistency standpoint, but would be a lot cooler if he did it tonight as well. But Let's just go ahead and see Brandon versus Chet round two in this one.
Another one where if you didn't take that stat, I was going to, but I will, or that player, I should say, I was going to. I will have to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with Miles Bridges again. The level of play he has put forth and how he just continues to punch the clock and go out there and play more minutes than anyone else does in the NBA, night in, night out, it is just remarkable. I don't know how long any person can keep this up. Obviously, at 26, you know, he's on the younger side still, and so has that durability. I don't know that it would be advised by all the stat people out there to continue to play the most minutes in the NBA, but if anyone's got the frame to handle it, it's Miles Bridges. Think about this. His minutes per game have increased every month since December. He was at 36 minutes a game in December, 38 minutes in January and February, 39 minutes in March. Now he's at 42 minutes per game, 41 minutes per game here in the month of April. I know it's only a two-game sample size, but this is some unreal stuff. And the productivity is there. He's not just out there standing around. He's posting 20-plus points a game night after night after night after night. So Miles Bridges, obviously, if the Hornets are going to grab this upset, he is going to be at the heart of it. We'll see if he can help lead the Hornets to a win tonight. Last but not least, we need a stat to watch.
In terms of stat to watch, I'm going to look at second chance points, simply for the fact that the last time that these two teams played, Oklahoma City shot lights out. They were around 58-59% shooting from the field. Hornets were around 44-45%, but the reason that they were able to be a little bit more competitive in this one is because they were able to have a lot more offensive rebounds than that one. They had 7, but they weren't able to capitalize a whole lot. Finished with 11 second chance points off of those 7 offensive boards. Oklahoma City on the other side, just 3 offensive rebounds and 2 second chance points, and I know a lot of that had to do because, well, they weren't missing a whole lot, but when you have a guy like Chet Holmgren who can go out there and snare a couple of offensive rebounds, that's going to be big, especially as we talked about here earlier, where the Hornets are more than likely going to have to go small one way or the other, whether that's if Nick Richards is back and you have to go small coming off the bench, or if you just go small in general to start the game with Grant Williams at that small ball 5, you're going to give up a lot of size, and when you give up a lot of size, you give up maybe a couple more rebounds as well. So for me, the second chance points opportunities are going to be the stat I watched tonight. Not only more so for the fact that the Hornets might not be at an advantage size-wise, but the fact that if the Hornets want to be competitive in this one, if OKC shoots the ball lights out again, you're going to have those second and third chance opportunities on the offensive glass. So that's why that is my stat to watch here later today.
All good numbers. I'm going to go with something, you know, sometimes I'm just going, I pick my stats for different reasons. That's a short way of putting it. And one of the reasons I pick it is because it seems to be an avenue towards winning, and that's what we love to see from the Hornets. Thunder have lost 3 in a row. All 3 of those games, they have had fewer made threes than the opposition. And so that is going to be my stat to watch here tonight. It's not every time, but you know, OKC is a pretty good defensive team. There's only been one time all year that a squad has made 20 or more threes. That's an enormous number. Happens a lot more often that a team will make 15 or more threes. And OKC, to be frank, it still has a winning record in those scenarios. But as of late, when you get into a situation where they make fewer threes than their opponent, they have lost 3 straight games. They're not necessarily an elite three-point shooting team, but they're a very good one. And so I think if you're Charlotte, and furthermore, they're a tremendous overall offensive team, but the three-point line can be the great equalizer. And so even though Oklahoma City is a good, by percentage, three-point shooting team, not necessarily the heart and soul of their offense. They're about middle of the pack in terms of number or percentage of their offense that comes from three, but they hit it very efficiently. If you're going to beat them, you got to win the three-point arc, I think at least, and so that'll be the line I look at here for Charlotte outside of the scoring one. We'll see how it goes down. It's one of 2 home games left on the horizon here for the Hornets, so if you're within shouting distance, come on out to Spectrum Center and see the
penultimate
game, home game, that is, of the 23-24 season. Only one left after this. It'll be Tuesday against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Also, by the way, got to throw this in there, we're looking forward to welcoming back PJ Washington to the Hive on Tuesday and welcoming back Gordon Hayward tonight here to Spectrum Center. It'll be good to see him. I'm sure it'll be good for the former Thunder players to see some of their old teammates. Everyone speaks glowingly about their experience there, but they're going to try and beat him tonight, and hopefully you can come out and join us. 6 p.m. tip-off tonight at Spectrum Center. That's going to do it for this edition of the Hornet Time Podcast. Till next time, for Rob Longo, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.